Chicago politics.
Oh, yeah. You could count on it. Oh, that's right. Obama and his intimates. They're all Chicago pals. Oh, my goodness. Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod.
Okay.
Valerie Jarrett. Obama himself. And now, as you may have heard or may not, Representative Eric Massa, the Democratic congressman from New York, is under investigation for alleged sexual harassment of a male staffer, accused House Democratic leaders of lying about the charges against him and using them to run him out of Congress because he voted against health care reform when it last came before the House. Roll call reports this morning, according to David Ferdoso of The Examiner, that the local radio show he hosts in his district, on that program, Massa said he'd not been informed of the sexual harassment allegations before they became public. He claims Steny Hoyer, our own Maryland Democrat, spoke falsely when he said he had brought the matter to him previously. Massa said Steny Hoyer's never said a single word to me at all, ever, not once, not a word. This is a lie. It's a blatant false statement. He also railed against Hoyer for discussing ethics committee business with the press. Never before in the history of the House of Representatives has a sitting leader of the Democratic Party discussed allegations of House investigations publicly before findings of fact. Ever. Ever.
But there's more. And it's even better. It really is.
It's fabulous. Congressman Massa said that he was naked as a jaybird, and Rahm Emanuel came in the same shower room. Oh, it's an amazing story.
You just said yourself that Rahm Emanuel probably has the dirtiest mouth in Washington.
Well, he has more than a dirty mouth. He has Rahm Emanuel is son of the devil spawn. He is an individual who would sell his mother to get a vote. He would strap his children to a front end of a steam locomotive. And if he doesn't like that, he can come after me personally. Because let me tell you a story about Rahm Emanuel.
I was a
congressman in my first 8 weeks. And I was in the congressional gym, and I went down and worked out. I went into the showers, which, by the way, I, for the life of me, can't figure out why they took all the shower curtains off the shower stalls in the congressional shower. I mean, the last thing I want to look is my fellow colleagues naked, but they don't have any shower curtains down in the gym. And I'm sitting there showering, naked as a jaybird, and here comes Rahm Emanuel, not even with a towel wrapped around his tush, poking his finger in my chest, yelling at me because I wasn't going to vote for the president's budget. Do you know how awkward it is to have a political argument with a naked man?
That's surely
that
sexual harassment.
Right across to me.
It's ridiculous. By the way, what the heck is he doing in the congressional gym? He goes there to intimidate members of Congress.
Right.
And he was very surprised to find out that it was a little bit more. Come on, senior. After spending 21 years in the Navy and achieving the senior rank of senior chief petty officer, do you think you're going to be intimidated in a shower stall with a naked man?
No, I think I probably would have hit him.
Well, I didn't hit him. Well, we had words, and he hates my guts. He's hated me since day one, and now he wins. So he'll get rid of me. And
don't let him win.
And this bill will pass, and I don't know what we're going to do in this country.
You don't hear stories like that very often, do you? Rahm Emanuel would sell his own mother, son of the devil's spawn. Matt Drudge featured it prominently on the Drudge Report all morning and into the afternoon. It's a great story, but it also underlines something much more serious, which is that they will do anything at all. They'll ruin anybody they have to ruin in order to get this bill passed that the bulk of the American people don't want passed. It's an astounding thing. It really is.